والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد انقطعت الكهرباء ورجعت الآن الحمد لله. نعم احنا وصلنا إلى يعني
حسن المطعم والمشرب.
نعم ترجمته خلاص.
نعم.
كذلك من الإحسان إلى الأبناء.
Another thing which is from the good cultivation of children.
أن تلبسه اللباس الحسن.
That you dress your children with good clothing.
الموافق للشريعة.
And this clothing it be good and in line with the legislation.
والموافق للعرف الذي بين المسلمين.
And be in line with what is the custom of the Muslims.
فيحرص على أن لا يلبس أبناؤه وبناته ما يكشف العورة.
So the person should be careful to dress their children with something that will conceal their private parts.
والطفل الصغير.
And the young child.
عورته ليست كالرجل الكبير.
Their private parts is not like what they are to cover is not like the adult.
فما يحاسب به عليه الذكر والأنثى هو من سن البلوغ.
So what the male and the female are held to account for begins at the age of puberty.
هذا بالنظر إلى الولد نفسه والبنت نفسها وما يكتب عليهم في صحائف الأعمال.
This is regarding the boy or the girl, the child themselves, regarding what will be written in their books, their scrolls of deeds.
لكن هناك مجتمع.
But there is a community.
يحيط بهذه بهؤلاء الأولاد والبنات.
Which are around these boys and girls.
وهناك أثر لهذه العورة إذا كشفت بين نفس مجتمع الأولاد والبنات.
So if the private areas of the boy and girl are exposed, it will have an effect on the community.
فعورة الرجل البالغ من سرته إلى ركبته.
So the private areas of the private areas of the adult male is from the navel to the knee.
وعورة المرأة البالغة جميع جسدها.
And the private area of the adult woman is who is of the age of puberty is all of her body.
واختلف العلماء في الوجه والكفين.
And the scholars have differed regarding the face and the two hands.
هل يجوز لها أن تكشفهما أم لا؟
Is it permissible for her to expose them or not?
وأما الصغار.
And as for the young children.
فالأطفال الرضع والذين دون سن التمييز.
The children which are infants who are suckling. The breastfeeding children and the children who are under the age of differentiating.
فعورتهم القبل والدبر المغلظة يعني.
Their private areas is the front private parts, the front and back genitals.
لكن ينبغي تربية الأولاد من 7 سنوات على اللباس الحسن وكذا البنت على اللباس الحسن.
But it is but the person should train the children who are above the age of 7, the boy and the girl, to observe the good dress code.
نكمل بعد الأذان إن شاء الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: مروهم بالصلاة لسبع وهم أبناء سبع، وضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء عشر.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, command your children to make salah at the age of seven and spank them for its negligence at the age of ten.
فهذا وقت تربية الأولاد على الفضيلة.
So this is the time of training the children and raising them to be good.
والعمل بأحكام الشريعة.
And to implement the laws of the legislation.
وكلما كان مظهر الولد أو البنت يدل على كبره في السن وتأثيره في بعض الناس فعليه أن يستر من عورته.
So anything that comes from the child that is an indication that they have grown up or will have an effect on the community, the more this is present, then the more the child should have their private areas covered.
فالبنت التي عمرها ثمان سنوات وتكون نحيفة وصغيرة الحجم لا تؤمر بالتشديد عليها في اللباس كما تكون البنت السمينة التي حجمها كبير يدل على أن عمرها 12 سنة أو 13 سنة.
So the young girl, for example, that is skinny and small, who is about 8 years old, for example, this young girl is not to be commanded to observe the dress the same as a girl who is more full and more developed, which would seem that she is 11 or 12 years old.
فليس النظر هنا إلى كون هذه البنت مكلفة أو غير مكلفة.
So it is not the issue on whether or not this girl is held to account by Allah yet or not.
إنما النظر إلى تأثير البنت في المجتمع.
What is to be looked at is the effect that this girl will have in the community.
والشيطان يزين الشر للناس.
And the shaitan beautifies evil for people.
وهناك حوادث كثيرة لاغتصاب البنات والأولاد الصغار.
And there are many instances where young girls and boys have been molested and raped.
خاصة إذا كان في بلاد كفار لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر.
Especially if these children are living in a non-Muslim land, where these people do not believe in Allah in the last day.
ويكثر فيهم شرب الخمر التي تزيل العقول.
And the consumption of intoxicants is very common amongst them, which covers the mind.
لذلك يجب على الآباء والأمهات حماية أبنائهم وبناتهم.
For this reason, it is obligatory upon the mothers and fathers to guard their children.
وليحرصوا على تجنيبهم الألبسة التي فيها تشبه بالكفار.
And they need to keep their children away from the clothing which is imitation of the non-Muslims.
وهي التي تكون شعارا على الكفار.
And the clothing that is a sign or an icon of the non-Muslims.
يعني الذي يرى هذا الولد أو البنت يظنه من الكفار.
Meaning that whoever would see this young boy or girl would mistake them for a non-Muslim.
وخاصة إذا كان عليها صلبان.
Especially if the clothing has crosses on it.
أو كان على هذه الملابس بعض العلامات التجارية الدالة على الكفر.
Or these clothing has some symbols on it which are trademarks, but they indicate some types of disbelief.
أو الملابس التي عليها صور بعض ذات الأرواح مثل بعض اللاعبين أو الفن أو المغنين.
Or the clothing that has some images of things that have a soul, such as singers and athletes and so forth.
يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته.
The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that each of you is a shepherd and each will be asked and is responsible for their flock.
ويقول الله جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who have believed, shield yourselves and your families from a fire which its fuel is men and stones.
فالإنسان لابد أن يحرص على إنقاذ أولاده وأهله من النار.
So the individual must be diligent in saving their children from the hellfire.
ومن حقوق الأبناء على آبائهم أن يعلموهم التعليم الشرعي.
And of the rights of the child upon their parents is that the parents teach them the legislative knowledge.
ويعلموهم الكتابة والقراءة.
And to teach them literacy, to read and write.
وحتى يحسنوا معايشهم.
And in order to make their living better.
ولا يكونوا محط تحقير واستهزاء.
And that they not be an individual who will be lowly, grow up to be lowly, or grow up to be made fun of.
كذلك يجب على الآباء والأمهات أن يكونوا قدوة في البيت للأولاد والبنات.
Likewise, it is obligatory upon the men and the women to be the mothers and fathers that they be a role model for the children in the home.
فإن الذكور من الأولاد عادة فإن الذكور من الأولاد عادة ما يتشبهون بآبائهم.
And usually the males, the boys, they imitate their fathers.
والبنات يتشبهن بأمهاتهن.
And the females, the girls, they usually imitate their mothers.
فليكن الآباء والأمهات قدوة حسنة صالحة لأبنائهم.
So the mothers and the fathers, they need to be a good role model for their children.
وليجتنبوا أصدقاء السوء.
And they should stay away from having bad companions.
ولا يجلبوا إلى بيوتهم الأصدقاء السيئين بحيث يتأثر الأولاد بهم وبأبنائهم.
And they should not bring to the home bad friends who the children will become affected by them.
وكذلك انتبهوا لأولادكم ومن يصاحبون.
And also pay close attention to your children and whom they befriend.
فكثير من الأولاد يفسدهم أصدقاؤهم.
Because many of the children are spoiled by their friends.
فيعلمهم الخمر والمخدرات.
And they teach them the use of alcohol and drugs.
ومساوي الأخلاق.
And bad character.
والعادات القبيحة.
And bad manners.
ويجرئهم على الفساد والفتنة.
And they give them the audacity to engage in evil and mischief and fitna.
فيجب مراقبة الأبناء والبنات ومتابعة أصدقائهم من هم.
So it is obligatory to be watchful and monitoring of the boys and girls, the daughters and the sons, to see whom are their friends.
كذلك من حقوق الأبناء على آبائهم وأمهاتهم أن يعاملوهم المعاملة الحسنة.
Another right of the children have over the mothers and the fathers is that they treat them in a nice way.
التي تحسن من نفوسهم.
Which will make them better in themselves.
وترفع من معنوياتهم.
And raise their self-esteem.
ويجتنب تعنيفهم والتعنيف الذي يؤثر فيهم سلبا.
And they should stay away from the harshness that will have negative effects upon them.
ولا يكون على لسانهم اللعنة والسبب.
And they should not be insulting and cursing.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تلعنوا أبناءكم والأولادكم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Do not curse your children."
حتى لا يوافق ساعة إجابة.
Lest a time of acceptance of du'a come when you do so.
فيحرص الأب وتحرص الأم على رعاية أخلاق الأبناء وتحسينها.
So the mother and the father, they need to be diligent in bettering the character of the child.
ويدعو لهم بالصلاح والثبات على السنة والهداية.
And they should make dua for them to be upright and righteous and guided.
وفي بلاد الكفار علموهم اللغة العربية.
And in the non-Muslim countries, teach them the Arabic language.
واهتموا بتعليم القرآن.
And show concern and be concerned with teaching the Quran.
وأحكام الإسلام.
And the regulations of Islam, the laws of Islam.
ثم إذا كبروا وبلغوا.
And then when they grow up and reach the age of puberty.
فساعدوهم على الزواج.
Then help them to get married.
اختيار المرأة الصالحة.
By choosing a good wife.
أو اختيار الزوج الصالح.
Or a good husband.
وراعوهم واهتموا بهم.
And show concern for them and be diligent in that.
وعلى الأبناء أن يهتموا بآبائهم وأمهاتهم.
And upon the children is to be concerned with their mothers and their fathers.
وأن يبروهم ولا يعقوهم.
And that they obey them and not disobey them.
وأن يحترموا آبائهم وأمهاتهم.
And that they show respect for their mothers and fathers.
وأن يطيعوهم في غير معصية الله.
And to obey them in anything that is not the disobedience of Allah.
وأن يحسنوا رعايتهم والاهتمام بهم.
And that they be diligent in showing concern for them and taking care of them.
خاصة عند كبر السن.
Especially when they become old in age.
كما قال تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and your Lord has judged and obligated that you not worship anyone aside from him.
وبالوالدين إحسانا.
And that you be good to your parents.
إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما.
If any of them, both of them, or one of them reaches old age with you,
فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما.
Do not say أف to them and do not be harsh.
وقل لهما قولا كريما.
And say a very good and generous thing to them.
واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة.
And show lower a wing of humility and mercy for them.
وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
And say, O Allah, show mercy to them as they did in raising me when I was a child.
وهؤلاء الآباء والأمهات.
And these mothers and fathers,
إن أرادوا أن يبرهم أبناؤهم,
if they want their children to obey them,
ولا يعقوهم,
and not disobey them,
فليبرهم بآبائهم وأمهاتهم,
then they need themselves to be obedient to their own mothers and fathers,
وليكرموهم ويحسنوا إليهم,
and they need to be good to them and honoring to them,
وليعلموا أبناءهم احترام جدهم.
And they need to teach their children to be respectful to their grandmother and grandfather. And guidance is in the hands of Allah. This are some causes that we try and precautions that we try to take in raising our children and cultivating them.
والله عز وجل هو الموفق.
And Allah, He is the one who grants success.
وهو سبحانه يخرج الحي من الميت.
And He is the one who brings forth the living from the dead.
ويخرج الميت من الحي.
And brings forth the dead from the living.
فبعضهم بعض الناس يكون آباؤهم فاسدين.
So some of the people, their parents are bad and evil.
فيكون أبناؤهم صالحين.
But their children are good and righteous.
وبعض الآباء يكونوا صالحين.
And some of the parents are righteous.
فيكون أبناؤهم فاسدين.
And their children are evil.
فالهداية بيد الله.
So guidance is in the hands of Allah.
والواجب هو بذل الأسباب الشرعية في رعاية الأبناء وهدايتهم.
And what is obligatory is to take the legislative steps والله in cultivating them and raising them.
والله هو الذي بيده قلوب العباد.
And Allah, He is the one who has in His hand the hearts of the slaves.
فيتعلق القلب به.
So the heart should be connected to Him.
ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يصلح أبناءنا وذرياتنا.
So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He better our children and our parents.
كما هو دعاء الصالحين.
As it is the dua of the righteous.
ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
Oh Allah, by the meaning of the verse, give us the gift from our spouses and our offspring a pleasing pleasing offspring and pleasing spouse, and make us from the make us of the leaders of the believers and role models for them.
والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد، والحمد لله رب العالمين.